With two, turn in your Bible to the book of John, the 10th chapter. Beginning at the first verse, and I'll read the ways there. I don't know exactly how far we will go, but I'll start at the first verse of the 10th chapter. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so now know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Again, Lord, we ask that you would just open the book, O Father, and bring forth the message that you would have. We ask you, Father, just to take over now in the service. But Lord, most of all, we ask that that Holy Spirit would just be free. Be free, Lord, to touch each of us as we have need. And God, that we not reject your power, that we not put it aside, that we not take it lightly, Lord, that we might be able just to live a full and a happy life with thee. Take us, Lord, and use us. In the name of Jesus we ask it. Amen. I'm not going to be jumping around a lot this morning. Tom says we're done, so we'll quit.
I'm still hungry.
You're still hungry, okay. Christ in his teachings used a lot of parables. This is not necessarily a parable. It is actually the way they live. The shepherd and the sheepfold. You know, I often thought about this sheepfold, and I didn't really understand what it was until I got to doing a little bit of research on it this week. And I find that the shepherds, when they take care of their flock, they get quite close to the sheep. They get so close to the sheep that the shepherd and the sheep have a relationship between them that they understand. That was amazing to me. But you know, those of you that have pets, you have your dogs or whatever, cats. And over a period of time when you, as you live together for all this, and you, but those animals, they learn you. They get to know you. You can walk into a house, a stranger into a house, and if they have a pet there, that pet is not going to accept you right off. They'll either growl at you or snip or run or hide or this, that, and the other thing, but they do not know you. You're a stranger to them. You know, I heard a little tale one time that going along with this, that a guy said that he knew a man that lied so much that he had to have somebody else to call his dog. That was a relationship that wasn't too good. We find here, as Christ was illustrating to these Jewish people, that he was comparing the sheepfold as of the whole country, of the church. We could bring it right down to our individual churches. But it seems that the shepherd, y'all been out west, you see out there probably in wide open spaces out there, and you look away out there, especially at night, and you see a tiny little light, one little light maybe in miles and miles of nothing. What that is, it's a shepherd's little shack that he sets up, it's movable. But he's out there living with his flock. He's out there all the time. In this particular case, when he talks about the sheepfold was a place, a kind of a universal place within the city, where the shepherds would bring their flock in, and they would put them into the sheepfold, or a big penned area, fenced area, walled area, or just plain bramble bushes, but they had it fixed so that the sheep would go in there. Well, it was not only one shepherd, but it was many shepherds with many different flocks. And they would bring them all in together and put them in there and mix them all up to spend the night. That way the shepherd could go home wherever he lived and do his thing at home, whether he needed to get cleaned up or whatever it was. But he got a break from the duties of the shepherd. He left them in this area, which had one person, had one way in only. And this person that was there was called the porter. And as he was in charge of taking care of all of the flock, all the sheep, for the night. Okay? So they brought them all in, and they put them all in there, mix them all up, and sheep would just be sheep, yours and mine, and they'd all be mixed up, and you look at it and say, well, which is which? Or they weren't branded. They didn't have to be branded. They weren't marked in any way. They didn't have to be marked. But what had happened, the shepherd that would bring in his sheep, he came in then to claim his sheep. Well, when he'd come back the next morning to claim his sheep, all he had to do was go in to the sheepfold through the gate. The porter would allow him to go in, and he would go in and he would call his sheep. Isn't that strange? He would call it just like you would call your dog. But he would call his sheep, and he had each and every one of those sheep named. They knew their name. And when he would go in there, this shepherd, bunches of them would go in, but he would go in and he would call out to his sheep. And they would hear his voice, and they would respond. They would come to him. As these sheep would gather together, come out of the whole bunch and come to him, then he would lead them out into the field before they went out to eat for the day. And I thought, boy, that's amazing. How do they do that? Well, only his sheep came out. All the rest of them stayed there. Well, of course, you're coming on the shepherd along. Pretty soon they was all gone. But they all knew the shepherd's voice. That's the important thing. So, Christ, as he was talking, but you see, occasionally, there would be somebody come in, like at night while the shepherd wasn't there watching and everything, and the porter was there, but they would try to get into this fold other than through the door. They would try to climb up over the wall. They would try to go in another way. They would not go through the gate, the door. They would not go through that door because they were not shepherds. They were there for one purpose only, that was to steal and to rob and to destroy, to take of the flock, to take the sheep out of the sheepfold, take them away illegally, and use them for his own purpose, for his own gain. Christ used that as an illustration. And without the authority, they did this. When he came with complete authority through the power of God, through the power of the Holy Spirit. He came, and as he went, he says, I am the door. He says, I am the good shepherd. He came with all power and all authority to walk right through that door to those sheep that were in the sheepfold. He came right in. He had God's authority. He had the authority. He was not a thief and a robber. They would climb up by some other way. He came straight directly in. He said, I am the door. I am the good shepherd. As he told this to them, he was telling them, like the power that God had placed upon him through the Holy Spirit, that he had full authority to go in. This was, they understood, because they all was familiar with the way that the it was done. And they all understood this. But he was speaking to them. He says, I am the good shepherd. He was speaking to them that the sheepfold was the church. The sheepfold was like the whole country, that it was like the nation, that it was like all peoples gathered together in one place. And he came with authority from the Almighty God to call out those sheep. He came with the authority to walk through that door. You know, when he was on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent, making it passable for you and I. Yes. As he went into he was saying that he has the authority, he has the power to call out people, to call out Christian, to call out. As we see in this sheepfold, sheep of different peoples, different flocks here, there, everywhere. And it's just like the church. When we walk into the church, we see all kinds of peoples. We see people from different races, nationalities, and different churches, different beliefs, and we all, but with the power of the Holy Spirit drawing, He can call out individuals to follow him. Yes. And as he come into the church, he has full authority to come in and to minister to talk to call out to individuals of his flock. Yes. You go into a church and probably you might find in some of the larger churches, you might find hundreds and even thousands of people in that church. But how many of those peoples within that church actually hear the voice of the Master? Who actually hear Jesus Christ calling out to his flock? Many times people will attend church, they'll attend a congregation, they'll sit in a worship service and what have you for so many various different reasons, never ever hearing the voice of Jesus Christ calling them out. In doing so, it's just like the wild sheep, they say the sheep and the goats. But you're not going to find sheep following a stranger's voice because a stranger they do not know. There's a song that says, "My sheep know my voice." We sing it quite often. And it tells us this same story, that when Christ calls his peoples to follow him, they know his voice. If we have taken on and he has given us a name, and when he speaks our name, we hear it. You know, we sometimes say, well, you know, I never hear Christ speak to me. I never hear anything. I just, you know, more or less just go along. And I wonder sometimes if we have really never gotten close enough to the shepherd to gain that relationship. That relationship that you have probably with your pets. You have a relationship probably with your animals that is closer than you are to Jesus Christ. That's strong words. But today, I've seen a sign for one time, I heard it one time, that if you want to see a person's real feelings, be with them when their pet dies. When your favorite animal dies, then you see emotions. You see the true emotions come out. Yes, sometimes we get closer to our animals than we do to God. Because we just fail. We just fail to be close enough. You know, these sheep didn't learn to hear this master's voice, the shepherd's voice. They didn't learn this overnight. It came from time and time and more time. Being with him, being out there in the field, being able to trust him. Yet these sheep, cattle. Yes, you can take cattle and you can bribe them. You can go back on the hill, and if you want to bring them off the hill, George can tell you about that. But if you go back and you get behind them and just get you a little stick or something and just go along like that, well, you can just push them anywhere you want to. Just send them up unless they get kind of rowdy. Normally, you can drive cattle any place. You can bring them right off the hill, bring them right down and right into the barn. You can do that. Don't drive with a sheep. You cannot drive sheep. Did you ever see this on the TVs or what have you, where they have these sheep dogs that works these sheep? And and how they moved just, boy, just eye-to-eye contact, and then watch them sheep. But them sheep, you know, they're watching that dog. Can't drive them. You can't make them do what they don't want to do. That's the whole point of that sheep dog thing. Yeah. Making them sheep do something is unnatural to them. All right. But the shepherd, the sheep knows his voice. And as he calls out to the sheep, they follow him. And all he has to do is just walk along. Here they come. Following right along. He can take them anywhere he wants to. Just by walking along. Come on, you. Come on, this one, that one. You know, Christ says the same thing. When we come out of this sheepfold, when we come out of the church, the surroundings that we're in, when we come out of there, Christ speaks to us. He speaks to everyone. He says, Tom, come on. He said, follow me. Well, Tom's smart enough. And he's been there enough times. And he's been there enough times, like the sheep, that when the wolves or the whatever it is, coyotes or whoever comes in to attack, the shepherd fights them off. He takes their part because they're helpless. He takes their part and he beats them away that they cannot destroy his flock. They can't touch him because that shepherd would lay down his life for that sheep. Yes. Smart enough? Yes, Tom. I can say that to any of the rest of you. I pick on Tom because he picks on me. But if we know Jesus Christ, and he calls out our name, and he says, come, follow me. When we go out in our daily walk, whatever it is, and we listen as we go out, just like coming out of the sheepfold, yes, as we go out, we follow him. No, you can't see him. And your neighbor don't know that he's leading you. No. But within us, everything we do, every move we make, he should be in front of us. He should be right out there leading us and showing us the way. And you know, if we do that, if we just listen, and when situation comes up that we can't handle, the old wolf comes about our door, something like, we don't have to worry because he's here in front of us. He's going to take care of that. He's going to beat him off that he can't hurt us. If we could just listen. But you know, we've got that choice. We can be rebellious. And we can be like that old goat. Don't try it with the goat. He won't work. No, he'll fight you. He'll butt you. He'll do everything. But the sheep know his voice. I ask you this morning, do you know the voice of the shepherd? Do you know when Jesus Christ calls out your name? Or are we of another flock? And we're in the wrong flock, not knowing what Christ said. It's important that we know when Christ speaks to us. Yes, we often say, well, yes, leave this up to the other one. Let the preacher do it. Let the other one do it. You know, what have you. But when Christ speaks to any one of us, he doesn't make a mistake. He knows your voice. And when he says, come, follow me, yes, we get up and we go. Sometimes blind. Sometimes we don't know what's out there ahead of us. We don't. But we know this, that if we'll follow that shepherd, he's taking care of us. Because he laid down his life for you and I. He gave it all. Yes. He defeated old Satan in his tracks. It's not over. You'll have a lot of problems. You'll have a lot of troubles. You'll fight old Satan all the way, but you've got help. if we but just follow Jesus Christ. And we allow Him to lead us through. He says, come on, follow me. And you know, it's a whole lot simpler than being rebellious and saying, I don't need your help. I'll make it on my own. We can't do anything on our own. Only through the power of Jesus Christ can we do it. We've all tried it our own way, and it didn't work. Give it to Jesus. Father, we thank you, and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for being with us this morning. We're giving us, oh God, the Word. And Lord, we pray that each and every one of us, we know the Master's voice. We know the Good Shepherd. And Father, as we hear Him call out our name, Lord, that we have the faith to believe that what He is asking of us, oh Lord, is good. And Lord, will benefit us more than we'll ever know. We ask you, Lord, to be with us each and every one. And Father, if there's any here this morning, Lord, that cannot hear when the Spirit speaks, cannot hear when the Master calls, we pray, oh God, that you would give us an ear to hear. And Lord, that we would learn the name that He has given us. And Father, when He calls out our name, give us the courage to know that He is right and true. Take us, O Lord, and use us for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.